Donald Trump's one thing, but it is absolutely astonishing to see these ridiculous Republicans desperately fawning over him, trying to get his attention and win his love. There are a lot of them. There are hundreds, maybe even thousands, but only five of them honored his majesty so parasitically this week, they earned a nomination for the coveted title of Golden Groveler. Laura Trump.
When history looks back on this time in America, I do believe that it will be Donald Trump and Elon Musk who were reflected as two of the saviors of this country and really of the entire world.
Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick.
You know you can't tackle Donald Trump. He is the most important, the smartest, the most capable leader in the world, and he's not going to let someone push him around.
Attorney General Pam Bondi.
We all work for the greatest president in the history of our country. We are so proud to work at the directive of Donald Trump. It is,
Representative Lauren Boebert.
Every day is like waking up to Christmas, and we just get so many blessings under President Trump and his administration, his amazing cabinet picks. This is a fantastic time to be alive.
And Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller.
Well, President Trump, as has now been well established, is the greatest negotiator, the greatest deal maker, the greatest diplomat, and the greatest peacemaker that we have ever seen in this country.
Well, it was a very tough decision. All the nominees delivered extraordinary tongue work this week, but only one can win, and the Golden Groveler goes to... Laura Trump! Congratulations, Laura. You are the boot-licking, brown-nosed, suck-up sycophant, apple-polishing, gonad-guzzling ass-kisser of the week. And the rest of you haters just need to try harder, that's all.